Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God, Ross, total laid back.
There are few things in life that terrify me more than the sight of my wife sitting at the table with an A4 pad in front of her. So when I walk into the kitchen and I see her there with a blank page in front of her and her blue, black and red pens lined up alongside her ruler, I perform a quick U-turn like I've just walked in on my old pair beating the dust out of the mattress. Ross, she goes, come back here. We're having a family conference. And that's when I spot Honor sitting opposite her, rolling her eyes like she's already bored of the whole thing. Do you like definitely need me for this? I go. She's like, are you a member of this family? You know, I am. I go, but it's just that the last family conference you called was to carry out, what was it again, Honor?
A 6-month performance review of our New Year's resolutions, Honor goes.
I'm like, that was it, yeah. And being totally honest with you, babes, it was a bit boring, wasn't it, Honor?
Circus there. Sit down, Ross. This is important.
I'm there. Yeah, no, you said that the last time. And on Thanksgiving Day last year, when we had to make a list of all the things that we were, like, grateful for.
Ross, she goes, I said sit down.
Which is what I end up doing. Because it comes with a look that would make even Eben Edzabeth think twice.
Okay, she goes. Registration has started for 12 to 15-year-olds to receive the COVID vaccination, and I thought we might discuss it with you, Honor. What's there to discuss? Honor goes. Presumably you're making me get it?
Circa's like, we're not making you do anything, Honor. I've never been a believer in compulsion. Oh my God, how many years have I been a member of Amnesty International? The answer is not as many as she thinks. You know, I gave her a present of lifetime membership for her 21st birthday, but cancelled the standing order about 16 years ago when we were on one of our famous breaks. Probably a bit petty of me looking back now, but then no one has ever been able to prove the link between exposure to rugby as a teenager and emotional maturity in later life.
I want you to know, she goes, that this is a decision for you, Honor, but it's our role as parents to ensure you get the best advice possible, and if you hopefully do decide to get vaccinated, to discuss the actual process with you.
I've decided then that I don't want the vaccine, Honor goes.
Surika's like, excuse me?
Because she definitely wasn't expecting that.
I said I don't want the vaccine, Honor goes.
I'm there, Surika. Except Surika cuts me off.
She's like, you do not speak again.
Managing to make a pink fluffy pen topper look like a potential murder weapon. Then she turns to Honor and in a softer voice goes,
you're bound to have concerns, Honor. Especially with all the, oh my God, obviously misinformation you're probably being bombarded with on social media. What I thought we might do, though, is write a list of all the pros and cons of immunisation so that whatever decision you do make, it'll be like an informed one.
I'm not getting the vaccine, Honor goes.
Surika's like, just let me list some of the pros first, just so we're absolutely sure that you're making the right decision for you. Okay, to protect yourself, obviously, that's the big one. I'll put that down. Then to protect others, especially the older population. You don't want to give it to my mum and dad, do you?
Honor makes a big point of saying fuck all. She's not a fan.
Okay, let me rephrase that, Surika goes. You don't want to give it to Ross's mum and dad, do you? Of course you don't. I'll put that down on the list of pros. Don't want Charles and Fanula's death on conscience. Okay, what other pros are there?
Mom, Honor goes, you're wasting your time. I've read everything. I've informed myself and I've made my decision. I'm not getting the vaccine.
So tell me your reasons and we'll decide if they're worth putting down on the con side.
Because I was raised to think for myself. Because it's my human right to say no. And like you said, you're a big fan on human rights. One of my middle names is Su Ki.
That's a sore point in this house. Surika was a fan of her early stuff.
So you're actually considering not getting the vaccine, Surika goes. Even though you'll pose a risk to wider society by facilitating the emergence of new variants that may be more infectious? Actually, I'll write that point under pros.
Yeah, Honor goes. You're wasting your time writing anything. My mind is made up.
Surika just like stares at her. Then she puts her pen down.
Okay, she goes, if that's your decision. Honor's like, it is my decision.
There's like 10 seconds of uncomfortable silence. Then Surika goes,
of course, if you choose not to get vaccinated, there's things you won't be able to do.
Honor's like, such as?
Well, we were going to take the boys to Lapland at Christmas. I'm not sure I'd feel comfortable allowing you to travel abroad if you were going to be potentially spreading the virus.
Fine, Honor goes. I won't go.
We might also have to take you out of school. We don't want you being the cause of an outbreak in Mount Anvil. We'd be sued by the other moms and dads.
I fucking hate that school. And anyway, I'm going into business with Ronan.
You'd also have to leave home and move into the coach house at the bottom of the Gordon. And I'd have to bring you your meals every day on paper plates with plastic cutlery.
Honor stands up.
She's like, all of that sounds acceptable to me. Great fucking chat, Mom.
And she walks out of the kitchen.
Surika glowers at me and goes, yeah, you were a huge help there, Ross.
And I'm like, she's pushing your button, Surika. She registered for the vaccine this morning.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.